You're listening to Impact Radio 103 FM. It is just gone to 9:39 in the morning, and my name is Owen Farley. It is so awesome to be with you guys again today. Man, I'm telling you, I had a great time yesterday talking to you about who God is. You know, God is love, and I love that so much. You know, I woke up this morning, and I just realized, even just once again, how simple life is. It really is. Jesus said to us, he gave us one commandment, and it was just love God with all that you are. Love him with your heart, your soul, everything that you are, and then love others as you love yourself. And I love that because it just boils life down to one simple thing, love. You know, I woke up and I was thinking, you know what, Lord, it's so simple that I actually just can wake up, love on you, have you love on me. And through this relationship, I actually get to walk through life. And it's just, man, you've got me. I'm safe. I'm okay. You know, and that gives me so much reassurance and kind of makes me question also to just kind of take a step back and say, man, okay, God wants a relationship with me. He actually wants a relationship with me. Man, that's such an awesome thought, such an awesome thought. And it reminded me of the scripture in Isaiah 43 verse 10. It says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that you may know me, believe me, and remain steadfast to me, and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed, and neither shall there be after me." Great song by Desert Rain Project, The Calling. Man, there's a line in that song that really just struck me, is that Jesus wants you to live. Jesus wants that. You know, let's just take a moment. I think this thought is just really striking me this morning, is that God actually wants relationship with me. He wants relationship with you. And it's something that's on his heart that is so real, so just driving everything that he's doing in our lives. You know, and it makes me stop and kind of get real and say, okay, Lord, if you actually want a relationship with me, what is my response to that? What's my response to you actually calling me into a relationship? You know, and it makes me think of, do I actually know Jesus? Do I actually really know him? He's calling me to a real relationship, real moments with him, real experiences where I can just lay things out, you know, being vulnerable. And he wants that. He wants that. He wants to be involved with me. It makes me think of this moment when I had just come into my relationship with the Lord, and he was describing to me the difference between knowing God the way I thought I knew God and actually knowing him through an experience. And I realized that reading the Bible and going through to church gives you the knowledge, the head knowledge of who God is. And you understand what he's doing. And I said this yesterday, it's kind of like reading a post on Instagram or on Facebook, or you looking through a magazine and you see what someone is actually doing. But to actually know them is so different, because you have to meet them. You have to experience a conversation with them and actually interact with them. And I realized that for myself, I'd never really been in that place. Even though I'd been going to church for years, I'd never been in this place where I had really just stopped and said, wait, Lord, I don't actually know you. I need to spend time with knowing you. So I would encourage you today to really just take a moment and ask yourself that question. Do I really know God? Do I know Jesus? You are listening to Impact Radio at 11 past 10. I'm Owen Farley, and we're discussing today on how much God really does love us, how much he really does want a relationship with us. And, you know, I can just kind of hear a question. Okay, Owen, you're saying all of this. The Bible says that God is love and that he loves me, but how do I know? How do I know that he loves me? You know, there's a scripture that is so, so beautiful. It says, "In this the love of God was made manifest, displayed where we are concerned, in that God sent his Son, the only begotten and unique Son, into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation and the atoning sacrifice for our sins. That's real, guys. That is his answer. It's like, that's how you know. You know, like a lot of times in movies, I've noticed that the most epic moment that love can be manifest is when someone says, I'll die for you. And they go through this whole dramatic scene. And, you know, at the end, this person actually gives their life. And I realized that in my life, I couldn't say that about anyone. No one had actually laid down their life for me. And then it struck me, wait, Jesus has actually done that. He already has done that, actually died for me. And that's why I love him. That's why I love him so much, because I realized that he actually loved me so much that he died for me, gave himself up for me. Bleed the Same by Libby Ann and Verna Birkis. That was such a great song. You know, it's good to hear that we all do bleed the same. You know, we all have moments where we are saying, okay, God, I need your help. And it's good to be able to be real and actually ask those questions, because everyone was in need of a savior. Everyone is, you know, and there's only one person that can actually save us out of everything that we're going through. And we're talking about actually knowing that person today, knowing Jesus, knowing God. And so I just want to take a moment and actually ask you that question. Do you want to know God? Do you really want to know him? Because I believe that when you are serious with God and you get real with him, he is super serious with you. He's standing there waiting for our response in the relationship. As we just spoke about, he's the one that already died for us. He showed us, I love you. I want more with you. I want more for you. Are you willing to take this step? So I'd just like to pray with you if you'd like to really make sure that Jesus is in your heart and that you actually have a real, real relationship with him. So if you'd like to, just say this with me in your hearts. Heavenly Father, right now, I ask you to make yourself real to me. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, and you wash me and cleanse me. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Teach me about your kingdom. Show me your love and make yourself more real to me today than ever before. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, I know you can. Man, I'm so glad that song played. It just really makes me feel so alive, specifically after praying that prayer, just coming into real relationship with Jesus. You know, like there's something about coming into an actual encounter with God, like an actual encounter with real love. It kind of puts something inside of you that you can't shut up. You just want to talk about the person you love constantly. Like if you think of it, any time you've been in a relationship and you've met someone and it's just like, oh man, you should have met this person. Like I met this person. They're so awesome. Like, you know, and you can't stop. It just like boils over to this point where you're just like, man, you've got to know this person. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. You know, there's this amazing scripture that says, if I say I will not make mention of the Lord or speak any more in his name, in my mind and heart, it is as if there were a burning fire shut up in my bones and I am weary of enduring and holding it in. I cannot contain it any longer. Man, literally, that's how I feel about Jesus all the time. I really just want people to come and know that. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. It gets real. It gets hot. And I just pray that you come to know and understand who he really is. Man, love sets you free. Love lifts you up. Love Sets You on Fire. Ring and Rogue from Bethel Music featuring Dante Bell. You are listening to Impact Radio 103 FM, and it is 20 to 11. I've got a beautiful message here from Kitty. She says, thank you for today's message. I started a journey of wanting to know who God is and his love for me. Oh, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. You know, this journey that we're on in Christ is the best journey we will ever go on. It gives life to you. It's like there's this scripture that says, God will give you a life worth living. All of a sudden, you enter into a time of your life where you're just like, man, I never knew life could be like this. I didn't know that Jesus was this real. I didn't know that what he's actually saying in the word could actually become a reality in my life. You know, and it brings me to something that I've been just thinking on recently more and more. And that's that moment when Jesus showed me who he was. And then after that, he started explaining to me that everything that the kingdom is about is founded on love. And he said in the scriptures, he said, it's through compassion that he reached out his hand to heal the sick. And that always like fascinated me. I was just like, man, Lord, through compassion, that you reached out your hand to heal the sick. And I was like, man, I want to see that. I want to see that kind of reality in my life. You know, if Jesus has this for me, there must be some way that I can seek this and actually get it in my life. And I remember being in Fallwater and was really challenged because I was at this conference and the people who were doing the conference invited me out onto the street and we went out soul winning. And I was like, wow, okay, this is bold. This is something I've never done before, but like, let's go. And I had this excitement to really see other people know and experience what I had just gone through. And it blew my mind because I remember seeing my first miracle. Man, I remember that moment. It was so surreal. We went out and I was with my now pastor, Pastor Daphne, and she was taking me out on the streets, and we met this lady that had a rash on her hand, and Pastor Daphne just went up to her and said, listen, do you know that Jesus really loves you, you know, and has a wonderful plan for your life, and is there anything else that we can pray for you for? And this lady said, yes, please pray for this rash on my hand. And Pastor Daphne had now recently just taken me through this time and explaining to me how real the gospel is. And if we take God at his word and lay hands on the sick, they will recover. And I was like, man, okay, this is new to me. This is new to me. But if you're doing this, like, I want this. So went out with her and she laid her hands on this lady's hand and commanded the rash to go in Jesus' name. And for healing, simple prayer. And she lifted her hand and said to the lady, listen, how do you feel? And the lady was like, well, it's still itchy and, you know, nothing really changed. And I was like, man, you see, like, why, God? I don't understand this. And then all of a sudden, Pastor Daphne said, well, do you mind if I pray again? And I was like, what? Like, I didn't expect that, you know, I really did not expect that. And so she laid her hands again. This lady said, yeah, you can pray again. So she laid her hands and prayed for this lady and lifted her hand. And as she lifted her hand, I realized that what I was seeing was completely different to what had just been there. And it was so surreal. It was kind of like it took me a moment because I realized, wait, a second ago, there was a rash. And now the redness is gone. The bumps are gone. And she's like, the lady that got prayed for was like, oh my gosh, like, there's nothing here. And that was the moment where she was like, man, I need this. Like, I want to know God, how real he is, how if God can really do this, I want to know him. I want to know him. And she gave her life to Jesus. And it was such a beautiful moment for me, like just so eye-opening about the riches of the kingdom, about how God gives us a life that is worth living. And for the past 10 years, I've just been falling in love with this God. I've been falling in love with a God that is really real, that has amazing things for me that I never knew existed. And so I started taking him at his word. I started actually going out and doing what God actually asked me to do, which was lay hands on the sick and to see them recover. And I'm telling you, it made no sense to me in the beginning, because like, how does it make sense? You put your hand on someone and they're healed. And I was like, but as I started spending time with God, as I started knowing Jesus, started reading the Word of God and seeing the way He thinks, the way His heart moves for people, and that it's through that compassion. You see, once you get to know God and that love that He fills you with, man, you see someone that's struggling and going through something and you cannot help yourself. You just like, I know the remedy. You know, it's like if you know like something that's going to really help someone and they like really struggling through something, you're going to be real and say, listen, I know something that's really going to help you. And for me, that's Jesus. I know Jesus. All of a sudden, there's been people that I walk past through on the streets and God says to me, just stop for them. Just stop for them and see me do amazing things. Not because I'm so powerful, like I'm talking about me, Owen, not because I'm so powerful or because I've got like anything to offer. It's actually all Jesus. It's all the Holy Spirit moving through me and His love that has entered in my heart and through that relationship that I've now built with Him by spending time, by exploring the relationship with Him, that I actually get to see God do these amazing, amazing things. My Promised Land by Rich Lynn. Such a great song. That's so true. God, it really is our promised land. You know, we've been talking now about real relationships with God and what kind of fruit that actually brings. You know, relationship is an exploration. It takes time. It takes time to know God. You actually have to put in the effort. And you know, I had someone say this to me one time. They said, take the time to sit down and know God. He's three in one. Do you know the Father? Do you know Him as your Creator? The Father, the Creator, the Judge, the one that sits on the throne in heaven. You know, then do you know the Son? Do you know Jesus? Do you actually know Him? He says, I'm your husband. He says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. Do you know Him like that? Do you actually know Him through an experience? And do I know the Holy Spirit? Do I know Him as my friend, as my comforter, as the one that's leading me and guiding me, that fills me with power, so that I can go and do the same things that Jesus did and even greater things than these? And there's so much. There is so much that we can constantly learn, so much that we can constantly pursue in our relationship. You know, the pursuit never stops. The oceans of the mysteries of God, really, they carry on and carry on and carry on until it's like there's so much expanse to who God is. And there's this beautiful scripture in Jeremiah 33 verse 3. It says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of or understand. And then it says in Matthew 11 verse 12, it says, and from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and the violent men seize it by force. As a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought out with most ardent zeal. Ooh, I love that. The most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Literally, that has been my heart, my desire. God, I just want to know you more. If you're real like this, show me. And to put everything that I am in actually seeking the mysteries of who God is. Actually, it's like something really woke up inside of me. And it was this hunger, this thirst to know Jesus and what it is that he actually is bringing through this relationship. And to break the idea that the things that are God speaks about in the Bible, about actually having a relationship, actually walking in signs, wonders, and miracles, actually seeing those things in my life, seeing breakthrough, seeing joy, seeing these amazing blessings and promises that God has in his word. And we, for some reason, we think that it's unobtainable. But it's not. Jesus is real. He said, I am the way. Seek me. And you will find me. You will find me. It's a promise. It's a promise that we will find him. So I just want to encourage you. Grab a hold of what God really wants to show you. You know, there's always something that God is busy speaking to us about. Something that is like highlighted to us. And God actually wants us to seek it. To search for it. To go after it. So I'd encourage you. Grab a hold of it. And say, okay, God, I want to know you like this. And don't stop. Don't let go until you have it. Just like Jacob, he grabbed a hold of God and did not let go. He did not let go until God blessed him. And I feel like that is what's happening in this generation right now. People are starting to be awakened to the fact that I can grab a hold of God and say, I'm seeking you until I have this, until I'm walking in this, until this is in my life. So it was great talking to you today. I can't wait to have our next discussion about seeking God. And I really pray that you have an amazing day and that something really was kindled in you to have a real relationship with Jesus. So this is me, Owen Farley. It was amazing to be with you. And I'm asking right now that you just stay tuned for everything that God still wants to do in your life. And so we're just going to step in right now to listening to some amazing music. I hope that you are encouraged. I hope that you just feel Jesus.